This is Mark Steiner, and today is May the 28th. Welcome to This Day in History.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just 'cause I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room.
That was the voice of the great actress, poet, and writer, Maya Angelou, reading her very famous poem, And Still I Rise. She passed away a year ago today. She was truly, in our time, the poet laureate of our entire nation. Her first novel, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, published in 1969, introduced to this country and grabbed hold of people's minds and spoke to so many young women, talked about the trials and tribulations she had growing up and her life at the age of 17. She went on to appear in the opera Porgy and Bess and in many movies. She was friends with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and many of the greatest leaders of our country. When Bill Clinton was inaugurated, she read On the Pulse of the Morning, a poem she wrote just for that. She spoke to the heart and soul of this nation and who we are and who we should be. So today we remember the great Maya Angelou. Today is Betty Shabazz's birthday. She was born today in 1934 in Detroit. She met Malcolm X in the late 50s and they were married in 1958. She was a nurse and a leader of the Nation of Islam. Through her time married to Malcolm and beyond, she was a professor at New York's Medgar Evers College. She always remained a voice for black liberation. She and Coretta Scott King became friends and reached out to try to change the world together before she passed. She was severely burned by her grandson and passed away 3 weeks after that moment. And today we remember Betty Shabazz. On this day in 1964, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO, was founded at the first Arab League summit in Cairo. It was organized to liberate Palestine through armed and political struggle and called for the right of return and self-determination for Palestinians. On this day in 1953, Jim Thorpe passed away. He was known as the greatest athlete of all time. He was raised in the Sac and Fox Indian Nation in Oklahoma. He won Olympic medals in the pentathlon and decathlon, played college and professional football, and played professional baseball and basketball. Because he received $5 for playing professional ball, he had all Olympic medals stripped away from him. They were returned to him posthumously. And he was the first president of the American Professional Football Association, which would later become the NFL. Parr Mitchell was the first African-American elected to Congress from the state of Maryland. Around him during his campaign assembled an array of ministers and civil rights leaders who had been fighting, as Parr had, for equality since the 1940s. His election electrified the community in Baltimore. Most would agree that PJ, as he was affectionately known, became a force in Congress but never gave up his principles and his closeness to the people of this community. He passed away at the age of 85 on this day in 2007. I'll always remember you. Rest in peace, PJ. And here's a song to think about on this May the 28th. It's by one of the earliest hip-hop groups to have commercial success. On this day in 1981, they opened for the British punk band Clash, one of their first gigs in the United States. The Clash were at the height of their popularity, and although there was some overlap between punk and hip-hop music scenes in New York, some people in the audience didn't want to hear this kind of rap music. And they pelted the group with bottles and spit. It was a moment that revealed some deep racist hostility on the part of fans of Clash, who themselves sang out against racism. The group I'm talking about is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and this song is White Lines.
Bass.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with guest host Dr. Lester Spence.
Vision, dreams of passion.